When you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street, USA.
From this moment on, me for you, dear, only tea for two, dear. From this moment on, from this happy day, no more blue songs, only hoop-de-doo songs. From this moment on, 'cause you've got the love that I need so much. You've got the skin that I love to touch. You've got the arms to hold me tight, and you've got the lips to kiss me goodnight. From this moment on, you and I, babe, will be flying high, babe. Every care is gone from this moment on, 'cause you've got the love that I need so much. You've got the skin that I love to touch. You've got the arms to hold me tight. You got the lips to kiss me goodnight. From this moment on, you and I, babe, will be flying high, babe. Every care is gone from this moment on. From this moment on. Thank you. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you, Mel Torme.
Oh, man.
Hello, this is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street here on WPPB 88.3 FM, Peconic Public Broadcasting. And loyal listeners, from this moment on, you will have 59 minutes of pure unadulterated joy, because my guest today is one of my absolute heroes in the musical world, Steve Ross. Yes, Steve Ross, that avatar of cabaret sophistication. I've saved all of you out there a two-drink minimum because he's in our studio today to talk about the songs we left behind. Welcome to Broadway to Main Street, Steve.
Wish I'd been at the Crescendo. That must have been a wonderful club.
Yes, you would have done very well there.
Well, no, maybe they should start a club called the Decrescendo.
No. You'd be decomposing.
Yes, or something like that, yes.
So, Steve, this is From This Moment On, which is a great song. It's become part of the American canon, but it was a song left behind. Can you tell us a little bit about where and when Cole Porter left it behind?
Well, it was in Philadelphia, and as a matter of fact, when I first went to work at the Algonquin, I knew the fellow there who'd been a chorus boy, and he ended up being not a chorus boy, but I asked him once about it, and he said, I think Joshua Logan was the director of that show.
Out of This World, 1950.
That's the one, yeah, they were trying.
Abbott.
George Abbott, rather, excuse me. And he said that they just couldn't find, they couldn't either make it work in the plot, or they couldn't find, I'm sure they could find a singer. We all know that album. It's one of my favorite albums. But they just couldn't make it work, and it would be hard to fault this song. It's perky, it's sophisticated, all those things that Cole Porter is. So that's a strange one. So they just didn't do it, brought it into New York. And
they sort of pasted it into the film of Kiss Me, Kate, where we got to see Bob Fosse dance to it.
Oh, was that Bob Fosse?
Yeah, Fosse and Ann Miller.
Oh, yes. Well, this is royalty dancing to that, my
so
gosh.
So we're going to go through a list today of songs, mm-hmm. Steve and I, of songs that almost made it but are still great songs on their own. And it would be hard to think that Rodgers and Hammerstein ever made a mistake, but sure enough they did in Oklahoma, where they had a charming number for the two leads called Boys and Girls Like You and Me. It didn't make it, but thankfully we have Judy Garland to give us a rendition from the mid-1940s.
We walk on every city street, we walk in lanes where branches meet, and stars send down their blessings from the blue. go through storms of doubt and fear, and so we walk from year to year, believing in each other as we do. Bravely marching forward two by two. Boys and girls like you and me walk beneath the skies. They love just as we with the same dream in their eyes. Songs and kings and many things have their day and are gone. But boys and girls like you, kings and many things have their day and are gone. But boys and girls like you and me, we go on.
What could possibly be wrong with a song like that?
Well, especially when you have those string arrangements. Just they could make even a boring song interesting. But George Stoll and his orchestra, interesting. But you said it was generic.
I think it was a little too generic for the show. Obviously, Oklahoma was that first great integrated show with plot and character. Mm-hmm. And it's interesting to think of songs that were almost in a weird way conversely too specific. And I think our next song would probably be like that, which is from Kern Showboat, Misery's Coming Round. Have you ever seen that in a production, Steve?
Didn't we see that? I have a feeling that I saw that about 20 years ago. Revivals come with not frightening regularity, with rejoicing regularity. Of Showboat. But I think two or three revivals ago I would have seen that.
Yes.
Around the time that John was doing. No, maybe I just knew the epical John McGlynn recording. I think it's on there, of course.
It is. It was cut from Showboat in its out-of-town tryout because Showboat was about 4 hours long and Ziegfeld found it too depressing. But as you're quite right, John McGlynn restored it in recording, and then Hal Prince drafted it into his 1992 revival of Showboat.
That's the one.
Yeah. So here's a titanic number from the Hal Prince revival of Showboat, Misery's Coming Round.
Coming around, the misery's coming around. I know it's coming around. Don't know to whom. Misery's coming around, the misery's coming around. We know it's coming around. Don't know to whom. Thank you.
Wow. You could see how in contemporary parlance it might be considered a downer, Steve.
Well, I suppose so, but there are, you know, we have pharmaceuticals to remedy these issues now, but perhaps in those days.
Back days, they did.
Maybe the producer didn't have available to him.
No, I think Ziegfeld may have needed a few during that production. I'm here with Steve Ross, the ever charming and delightful and talented Steve Ross.
Thank you.
And we're talking about songs we left behind, songs that got cut from great shows or great songs that got cut from okay shows. And our next one is by that great group, Leonard Bernstein and Comden and Green, from On the Town. It's hard to think of On the Town as having anything in it that doesn't belong.
Yeah, I didn't, because they seem to write fairly lean scores, I would have thought. I don't see them, you know, proliferating as many of the other composers did. But interesting to see this, see how it goes.
So here's a number cut from Philadelphia, from On the Town, called Gaby's Comin', and this is Michael Tilson Thomas conducting a studio recording of a very jaunty number from On the Town.
I'm so tall and strong and witty, God's great gift to New York City. How's about a date tonight
when a guy is feeling tender? He don't want no soda bender, what he craves is sweet surrender. How's about a date tonight?
I'm here with Steve Ross. Today we're talking about the songs we left behind. Steve, there's a lyricist I've always admired tremendously, Carolyn Lee.
Oh, yes. My gosh, talk about sophisticated hip New Yorkers. And she joined the other great lady who responds to that title would be Dorothy Fields, and they both worked with just about the coolest composer of all.
There's
Cy Coleman.
There's a story, I think, during Little Me, I think, when they were out of town, where Bob Fosse cut a number, I think, from Little Me, and Carolyn Lee went out and found a policeman and brought the policeman back to the Forest Theater or whatever, and he said, "What do you want me to do, lady?" He said, "I want you to arrest them for cutting a number from my show."
Passions run high in the world of musical theater.
Well, one passion we can mutually say our passions run very high is for the master, Noel Coward.
Master himself, absolutely.
And Steve has just put out a tremendous album called Noel Coward Off the Record, for original cast recordings. It can be found on footlights.com.
Footlight.
And it's all these great, I don't know if you'd call them trunk songs, but songs that even the ever perfect Noel Coward felt just didn't quite work in his show one way or the other. Can you talk about why you decided to put this recording together?
Well, I've always been a great admirer of Noel Coward, of course, that goes without saying. And the preeminent Noel Coward scholar and writer is a very jolly and erudite gentleman named Barry Day. We've been great friends for years and years and years. And he's always looking for ways to to promote Noel Coward, because that's as you should be. He's very promotable. So I was doing the Noel Coward Society. It's a very active society, and they have luncheon. So he said, well, why don't you throw something a little less known in? I was just in Switzerland. That was where Noel Coward had died, and they were going through all the cases and everything like that, and they found songs. So I got one. I got the wonderful Jeannie Lehman to join me and another singer, Lisa Riegel. We put on this show at the luncheon. Then I with people liked it. So then I decided to go and put it on Bruno Walter, which is certainly a place that is very creative in what they allow.
At the New York Public Library at Lincoln Center.
Marvelous. It's a marvelous thing. So I did that. And as it turned out, by the luck of the fate or destiny or Dame Chance, whatever she is, Bruce Yeko, a very adventuresome record producer, happened to hear about it and came and he said, I think this should be recorded. And we got, with the help of the foundation and everybody's goodwill and talent, we put this record out. It's very specialized. And as I say, they wanted me to talk, so I talk in the course of the album rather than just having the notes. But even B plus Coward is interesting, I think.
B plus Coward is better than A plus other people. One thing I noticed from your album is Coward always had a particular slightly distant affinity for the royalty.
Yeah.
So we're here, two songs back to back about the royal family. Perhaps you could briefly set them up for us.
Well, Morganatic Love, a Morganatic Marriage, was the marriage that of a commoner and a royal. Often the commoner, maybe Wally and Wallace Simpson and all that wouldn't agree. So, although this was actually before that, he wrote
it. It's kind of prescient in a way, wasn't it?
In a way, yes. And he wrote it for a fascinating. We know Jerome Kern wrote with everybody who knew he might have written with Noel Coward, but they visited each other and they had this idea for this show called Tamaran that dealt with two people in this situation. So that it never came to be, but we have this song and the astute among your listeners, which would include everybody, I'm quite sure, will hear something that they might have heard later. Jerome Kern, ever frugal, put it into Showboat, and you'll hear that. It's fascinating. That's one of the reasons I was drawn to doing this first song, Morganatic Love. And just people is on the other side of the coin. It said, oh, we're royals, and we... Because this is in the days when royals were not quite as available, how do I say that, as perhaps they are now. Some generations.
Accessible to the media.
Oh, yes, please, enough already.
Drawn through the mud.
Yes, that kind of thing. But this was the from The Girl Who Came to Supper. It was dropped, and they about two royals that just wanted to be plain old folks. Well, that's fine.
Well, here's the moment you've all been waiting for, Steve Ross singing two wonderful songs by Noel Coward.
Any king may have his fling, but when it comes to love, a bitter sacrifice he always has to make.
Royalties have loyalties which have to be considered when the morale of the country is at stake.
I'd like to take you for my own and plant you firmly on the throne. But as I'm king, you'll understand, we'll have to be more underhand. We'll have a spree morganatically,
for we agree love is free most emphatically.
We'll manage things diplomatically,
and as we can't be good, we'll lead a careful life,
if you will only be my morganatic wife.
Pit my polished wit against the bold ambassadors who try to win my heart and been refused.
Any bloke who'll make a joke against your reputation, I shall quell by saying we are not amused.
And when I have to meet the queen, there'll be a most dramatic scene. She'll cloak her hate beneath a sneer, shall say, look here, old dear.
We'll have a spree morganatically.
I've got the king on the string systematically. I rule the roost automatically, and we will lead them all the devil of a life. When I'm your cozy little morganatic wife. When I'm your cozy little morganatic wife.
If we could only be just people, just people, just us. If we could find a house and live there, no fanfare, no fuss.
If we could just enjoy an ordinary day, furbishing up our own front parlor.
If we could just enjoy an ordinary play, rather than an all-star gala.
If we could roam the streets together, bright weather or gray.
Life would be right as a trivet, if only they'd let us live it
in a straightforward, ordinary way.
In our own sweet way.
If we could only be just people, just people, just us.
If we could find a sweet humdrum home and come home by bus.
If we could spend a Sunday strolling through the park,
smiling at strangers when we meet them.
If we could only one day, merely for the lark,
cook ourselves some eggs and eat them.
Though we shall have our ermine gowns on and crowns on someday,
we're prepared to grin and bear them, if only they'd let us wear them
in a straightforward, ordinary way. In our own sweet way.
Well, the word just implies only, and I'm thrilled to say that we have not only Steve Ross, but the Steve Ross here in the studio today. That wonderful rendition from his new album, Noel Coward, Off the Record, which I think would appeal to show fans everywhere in our listening audience.
And that was Lisa Regal joining me on that second song.
Singing regally, I
see,
might
add. Absolutely. I never thought about that. Yes, of course. Here's the home for words. Okay.
Today's show is The Songs We Left Behind. I'm Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street, and I'm joined by Steve Ross. And we're looking at great songs from maybe not great shows that still manage to survive the lop of Occam's razor, to use a classical allusion. The song The Man I Love was bounced around through, I think, three separate Gershwin shows until it finally arrived in Strike Up the Band. No, is that right? Started in Strike
Started
Up the Band.
Started in Strike Up the Band.
In 1927, and it got bounced around. Where did it finally land?
I can't
remember either.
I always get confused about that.
Well, here's the ever-bouncing and bouncy Sarah Vaughan to sing The Man I Love.
Dream a little dream, and of course. asked to make him stay. And in a little while, he'll take my hand. And though it seems absurd, I know we both won't say.
Wow, we're sort of verklempt, aren't we?
Yes, hearing her sing in just a straight-out soprano note like that. I mean, she could sing in anything, but...
And you were saying all those... Steve, I consider you a minimalist because you're basically you and the piano, but you liked all those strings, too, didn't you?
I would sing with a string orchestra in a second. Of course I would.
Let's arrange that.
Because when I play myself and I do my arrangement, jazz singers, you know, think vertically. They think in chords and harmonies and in rhythm. But I've always thought horizontally, and I'm always filling in, because when I started playing for singers, it would fill in and make it sound interesting. And so I just grew into loving creating lines and violins, strings. So I'm always sensitive to that.
Yeah. Well done. Now, we figured that song had finally made its appearance in Rosalie by the Gershwins, so it found a happy home. But I think it found a better home on the airwaves than it did in that show.
Oh, yes. I mean, it's great. Who doesn't know that song?
Right.
That diminishing, really unusual, and what woman wouldn't want to sing it? You know, it's one of the great 10 torch songs.
Well, one idea of this show we have today, the songs we left behind, or sometimes you leave them behind only temporarily, and a song that was cut from South Pacific by Rodgers and Hammerstein actually made it back into the movie, and then made it subsequently back into the recent pretty terrific revival at Lincoln Center. So why don't we hear the Glee heartthrob Matthew Morrison sing a song to Kelly O'Hara called My Girl Back Home.
My girl back home, I'd almost forgot. A blue-eyed kid, I liked her a lot. We got engaged, both families were glad. And I was told by my uncle and dad that if I were clever and able, they'd make me part of a partnership. Cable, cable, and cable. How far away? Philadelphia, PA, Princeton, NJ. How far are they? From coconut palms and banyan trees and coral sands and tokenese.
How far away, little rock ARK?
Princeton, NJ, how far are they?
How far are they? From coconut palms and banyan trees and coral sands and tokenese.
Is that Richard Rodgers enough for you?
Wow. My girl back home, Matthew Morrison and Kelly O'Hara. Now, Steve, one of the next songs we left behind is one you suggested in your voluminous list, by Candor and Ebb. Tell me why it appeals to you.
Well, it wasn't dropped. I think it was written first. That's what I was heard. And then it was in Cabaret. And I thought it really... couldn't imagine why it was dropped. I wonder if in subsequent productions of Cabaret, was it in the last one?
You know, it's never made it back into a production of Cabaret.
It's a very strong song. But I think it captures that acrid, bittersweet stuff, and Lottie Lenya singing it. Wonderful. It would have been wonderful if she was singing it. That's what I was always... and I always like... I'm a sucker for waltzes. But I always like... Sometimes waltzes are... rather sweet, but this one is a very strong waltz, and I love the fact that it makes a big dramatic statement in 3-4.
Fantastic. A bittersweet waltz. Cut from Cabaret, here's Barbra Streisand to sing I Don't Care Much. Triste Musette, if that's the right way to put it.
Oh, well done. Triste Musette, indeed.
Now, has there ever been a show as perfect as My Fair Lady?
No.
No. Everything except, about it is perfect.
I guess maybe we know it as perfect because they did a little trimming.
In Boston or New Haven.
I don't remember. You may be more of the My Fair Lady authority than I am.
Well, this is a song that's sung by the lyricist, of course, Alan J. Lerner, to the music of Frederick Lowe. And it was supposed to bring Eliza to the embassy ball at the end of Act One. And rumor has it that when she walked out, Julie Andrews walked out on that balcony, resplendent in her Cecil Beaton gown, it made any musical number superfluous.
Oh, That's interesting.
Yeah.
That may be the only way, the time that the music was upstaged by the outfit.
Well, and by Julie Andrews.
But
it wasn't just the outfit. It was the person poured into it.
Wow. How
At any rate, here's Ellen J. Lerner from the 92nd Street Y singing, I think, a terrific song on its own merits called Come to the Ball.
Oh, come to the ball. Oh, come to the ball. It wouldn't be fair to the men who'll be there to deny them all the dreams you'll supply them. There even may be a dashing marquee who feature by feature will swear you're the creature he always prayed for, single, stayed for. If you aren't there, his complete despair will be painful to see. So come to the ball, come to the ball. Come to the ball, come to the ball with me. Consider the Lord so frantically bored. He's leaving his kin and becoming an Indian Lancer, hoping danger's the answer. Your innocent glow will dazzle him so that glancing at you will restore his illusions. And as he glances, farewell, Lancers. Should he die, alas, at the Khyber Pass, what a loss it would be. So come to the ball, come to the ball. Come to the ball, come to the ball with me. I can see you now in a gown by Madame Worth. When you enter, every monocle will crash. I can see you now like a goddess come to earth. I can hear the lady's teeth begin to gnash. The little chaps will wish they were Atlas. A queen will want you for her son. Portly men will wish they were fatless. And the married men will wish they were un. What a triumph, through and through. What a moment, what a coup. And off by a wall, unnoticed by all, a man with a smile you could see for a mile will be standing, his dimensions expanding. The pride in his eyes will double their size as sweetly and neatly you somehow completely electrify them, Lorelei them. Search the world around, there could not be found someone prouder than he. So come to the ball, come to the ball. Come to the ball, come to the ball with me.
Well, we have the wonderful 92nd Street Y to thank for that recording of Ellen Lerner. And they hosted another evening with Sheldon Harnick, who I'm sure you agree, Steve, is one of the great and most charming people in the American theater.
And still with us and out and going to shows and encouraging people. He really is a model and a real charmer and wonderful lyricist.
And Fiddler on the Roof you would think is a perfect show, but here's a song from the second act where it got rather dire that he wrote a tremendously witty comedy song with Jerry Bock, and Sheldon Harnick is going to sing it himself.
When Messiah comes, he will say to us, I apologize that I took so long. But I had a little trouble finding you. Over here a few and over there a few. You were hard to reunite, but everything is going to be all right. Up in heaven there, how I wrung my hands when they exiled you from the promised land. Into Babylon you went like castaways on the first of many, many moving days. What a day and what a blow. How terrible I felt, you'll never know. Since that day, many men said to us, get thee out, kings they were. Gone they are, we're still here. When Messiah comes, he will say to us, don't you think I know what a time you've had? Now I'm here, you'll see how quickly things improve. You won't have to move unless you want to move. You shall never more take flight. Yes, everything is going to be all right. When Messiah comes, he will say to us, I was worried sick if you'd last or not. And I spoke to God and said, would that be fair if Messiah came and there was no one there? And the Lord replied to me, wait, everything will be all right, you'll see. Many times, many men took our homes, took our lives. Kings they were, gone they are. We're still here. When Messiah comes and his reign begins, truth and justice then shall appear on earth. But if this reward we would be worthy of, we must keep our covenant with God above. So be patient and devout, and gather up your things and get thee out.
No one better with a great sense of humor on the musical stage than Sheldon Harnick. I always wondered what would happen if Rodgers and Hart had written Fiddler on the Roof. Yeah, I think they might have written a song called I've Got Five Daughters or There's a Small Huddle. What do you think?
I won't even jump in on that. You're way ahead of me.
Steve Ross, however, is way ahead of most audiences with his charm and skill at the piano and at the mic. And I'm glad he's our guest today for Songs We Left Behind. And, of course, I suppose there's no composer in contemporary times whose trunk or his archives were more pillaged and enjoyed than Stephen Sondheim.
None.
And we've got two songs coming up, the first performed and sung by Steve. But why don't you tell us a little about what you like about this song, which is so wonderful.
Well, it's interesting for Sondheim because it was in contradistinction to another song that was not, again, kind of a bittersweet, Who Could Be Blue. Is just as far as it. I've delved into it, trying to find the darker, satirical side. But he wrote just a flat-out, really beautiful love song, and I accepted it as that. I mean, I'm not going to freight it and trying to think what other satirical meaning it have. I just think it's a beautiful melody, and for the singer, it has a nice build, and the singer can land toward the end of it, as you will hear. And it is a beautiful arc. It's self-contained. It's hard to talk about why you like it, but those are some of my thoughts.
Well, I'm sure audiences, our listeners, will like it. It was cut from Follies. I think it reappeared in the film of Stravinsky that he composed as an underscoring. And you do something rather miraculous, I think, in some of your underscoring. And then we're going to go from the sublime to the ridiculous to another cut Sondheim song. But first, Steve Ross, Who Could Be Blue?
Who could be blue, knowing there's you somewhere nearby? When anyone feels your glow, their low has to get high. Could I allow anything now to dim my eye with you? As long as there's you with me, the only thing blue is the sky. Thank you.
Marry me a little, love me just enough. Cry but not too often, play but not too rough. Keep a tender distance, so we'll both be free. That's the way it ought to be. I'm ready, marry me a little, do it with a will. Make a few demands I'm able to fulfill. Want me more than others, not exclusively. That's the way it ought to be. I'm ready. I'm ready now. You can be my best friend. I can be. Just enough, warm and sweet and easy, just the simple stuff. Keep a tender distance, so we'll both be free. That's the way it ought to be. I'm ready, marry me a little, body, heart and soul, passionate as hell. But always in control. Want me first and foremost. Keep me company. That's the way it ought to be. I'm ready. I'm ready now. Oh, how gently we'll talk. Oh, how softly we'll tread.
Barry Manilow making his first and probably only appearance on Broadway to Main Street. Today were the songs we left behind, and I'm so thrilled that Steve Ross was able to join me. He's got a wonderful album called Noel Coward Off the Record, which you can get at footlight.com. I urge you all. You must have a word or two to say about Harold Arlen.
Harold Arlen is a composer that I never really – I'd sing some of his songs, of course, but – the big bluesy, far-reaching ballads, of which one this is one, have always somewhat escaped me. But I'll never forget Bobby Short singing this next song. But it shimmers, and it's a wonderful song. And as usual with Arlen, it has the complicated bluesy chords. It's a Mercer lyric, isn't it?
Yes, from St. Louis Woman, 1946. So here's Chris Connor to sing a great song we left behind, but thankfully Steve and I can present it to you. I Wonder What Became of Me.
I lights are bright. Pianos making music all the night. And they pour champagne just like it was rain. It's a sight to see, but I wonder what became of me. Crowds go by, that merry making laughter in their eye, and the laughter's fine, but I wonder what became of mine. Life's sweet as honey, and yet it's funny. I get a feeling that I can't analyze. It's like, well, maybe it's like a baby sees a bubble burst before its eyes. I've had my fling. I've been around and seen most everything, but I can't begin. It's the same champagne, it's a sight to see, but I wonder what became of me.
The time all gone to. This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh, well, we'll catch up some other time.